U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, a Missouri Democrat and chair of the U.S. Senate Subcommittee on Contracting Oversight, has asked the NASA Inspector General to investigate a contract between NASA and an Arctic Slope Regional Corporation subsidiary. As KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports, McCaskill has been a frequent critic of the Small Business Administration's 8A program that helped ASRC get the contract.
The NASA contract with ASRC Research and Technology Solutions is for $36 million and authorizes the agency to add another $10 million for added services. The contract is cost plus. That's where a contractor is paid allowable expenses plus a profit, as opposed to a set amount, no matter what the actual costs. The company is to provide national and international spectrum management and space communications, technical support, and engineering studies. Senator McCaskill says she has asked for the investigation because it's a cost-plus contract and because it's a sole source or non-competitive contract.
First and most importantly, I want to get all the facts. Whenever there is a very large non-competitive contract, I think it deserves scrutiny and oversight. And this is a very large non-competitive contract.
McCaskill says the contract highlights one of the issues she has with the Small Business Administration 8A program, which gives Alaska Native corporations, Native American tribes, and Native Hawaiians special advantages in government contracting to the detriment of other small businesses, she says.
The fact that ANCs are allowed to, quote-unquote, call themselves small businesses when this is a large mega corporation that clearly is based in Maryland and nowhere near Alaska. I think it's just important that we find out why they were the only company that could do this work, and why it was in fact just because they were associated with Alaska Native Corporation that they were able to get the contract without competition. Had another company come along, would they have had to compete? And if that's the case, then it is a great example of why we need to look hard at this contracting reform issue.
McCaskill also says NASA inappropriately considered its experience with another ASRC subsidiary in deciding who would get this contract. Alaska Senator Mark Begich, a Democrat, says looking at the big picture, this contract is not a large one, and he says the government is getting the job done effectively.
Our ANCs, our Alaska Native corporations, are doing a great job. And if there are any issues, we'll take them on head on just like anyone else. But don't single out one group when the federal government operates on a $3.6 trillion budget with a lot of private contractors out there that I have a lot of questions about, that we should look at them all. There's no problem with us looking at all contractors, but don't just single out one group.
Begich says McCaskill's call for an investigation is part of a pattern in which she inappropriately singles out Alaska Native corporations.
This has kind of been an ongoing issue with her just about Alaska Native corporations, which I think is an unfair approach. But, I'm not afraid of any scrutiny for any contracts that any of our companies acquire through competitive or sole source based on the need of the federal government.
The SBA 8A program is designed to benefit disadvantaged minority businesses. In the past, McCaskill has also questioned how much the program benefits Alaska Native corporate shareholders. In recent months, the Small Business Administration has instituted new regulations to prevent potential waste and fraud and to require Native corporations to document benefits to shareholders. ASRC had no one available to comment for this story, and the NASA Inspector General's office says it has received McCaskill's request for an investigation and has no comment at this time. With help from APRN's Libby Casey in Washington, D.C., and reporting from Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.